Now the time is 11:15, and time for our weekly world music slot here on Radio 3. This evening, Carol Tingey reports on a field trip she made to the villages of the Himalayas in A Day in the Life of the Kathmandu Valley.
The day begins early in Newa towns and villages of the Kathmandu Valley. Even before the pigeon population begins cooing to the dawn, devout Newa musicians are busy offering sacred music to the gods at shrines throughout the valley. This type of musical act of worship is called Duffa, and it's practiced by Newa Hindus and Buddhists alike. All the performers undergo a strenuous ritual music apprenticeship, combining musical practice, worship, and animal sacrifice before they're allowed to participate at a shrine. Each performance begins with an instrumental invocation to the gods. Then there are hymns appropriate to the day or season. The music's divided between two groups of vocalists who sing in turns. The texts are in a mixture of languages, including Sanskrit and Old Nawari, and most singers have only a rough idea about what they're singing. This Buddhist hymn is called Jaye Guru, Long Live the Master. Is a type of devotional music that's been practiced by Newa since medieval times, but more recent importations from North India are equally popular. Bhajan groups are also out early to offer their music to divine ears.
Ah.
I recorded this Buddhist group at 5 o'clock in the morning at Swayambhunath, one of the most important shrines of the Buddhist world. The stupa is situated on a small hill in a suburb of Kathmandu, from where the all-seeing eyes of Buddha can look out across the valley. August is a sacred month for Newa Buddhists, and devotees get up at 4 o'clock in order to climb the 365 steps to the shrine. The musicians among them spend 2 or 3 hours there performing sacred music. This hymn, sung by the Gyanmala Bhajan group, is called Beautiful Love. Once morning devotions have been completed, life in the streets really begins. The narrow cobbled streets typical of Newa towns and villages present a barrier to most traffic, so they can function quite safely as playgrounds and farmyards. Children and livestock are everywhere. In the marketplace, housewives haggle over the price of vegetables for the morning meal. These women get up before dawn every morning, and they'll have already paid their respects at their local shrine, cleaned their kitchens, fetched water, built a fire in the kitchen hearth, and prepared the spices for cooking. The butchers are out early. Goats and buffaloes are slaughtered daily to provide fresh meat for those that can afford it. By 9 o'clock, the meat's been sold and the butchers are sharpening their knives for the following day's business. Newa butchers have another speciality. They're also ritual drummers who provide music during processions and festivals. In some villages, they've retained their traditional roles of town criers and funeral drummers. Their caste name, Nai, is also given to the small barrel drum they play, the Naiking, which is accompanied by cymbals. Wanders around a Newa village after about 10 a.m, once the morning meal of rice has been consumed, the sounds of traditional crafts assault the ears in every quarter. Women who are not busy in the fields often spend the day weaving, and the rhythmic clatter of their looms resounds from upper-story windows through the narrow streets. As far as music is concerned, Newa women don't get a look in, I'm afraid. These days, a small number of women have been accepted into bhajan groups, but this remains their only performing outlet. Some crafts are the exclusive domain of one particular caste: pottery, carpentry, oil pressing. Each of these has its own quarter within the village. In the metalworkers' quarter, Newa craftsmen hand-beat brass and copper into water pots and cooking utensils. These metalworkers also make the long and slender copper trumpets called ponga, essential for Newa devotional music. Although ponga can only produce 2 or 3 notes, they can make quite a dramatic effect when they imitate the drumming patterns of the double-headed barrel drum. Thank you. trumpets are only about 1 meter in length, but during festivals, Newa farmers play a similar narrow-bore trumpet, which is over 2 meters long. Farmers are responsible for a good deal of Newa festival music. They play enormous and extremely loud cylindrical drums called dime in groups of three or four, accompanied by two sizes of clashing cymbals. A dime band provides ideal processional music, but it's not recommended for indoor use. Newa music is dominated by drumming. The melody instruments are usually just an accompaniment. There's a taboo on the use of some of the drums during the summer rainy season, and Newa farmers say this was introduced in order to stop them wasting time on music during this busy rice transplanting season. On a gentler note, Newa farmers also form flute bands, combining two sizes of flute with the inevitable drums and cymbals. The transverse flute was the instrument of the god Krishna, and here a band plays the music associated with Krishna's springtime festival, Holi. Traditionally, farmers sang in the fields, and there's still a large repertoire of songs about sowing, rice transplanting, and harvesting. Some of them are dialogues between a man and a woman, but men take both parts. Farmers still know some of these songs, although they no longer sing them while working. Here's a rice transplanting song addressed to the goddess Satya Devi.
Yam pako bana laka sati jemi laika, yam pako bana laka mahadeva bolala salare, mahadeva bolala salare.
One Kathmandu Valley farmer's tradition that's almost vanished is that of playing dubba dubba, a pair of handheld hourglass drums with leather pellets attached at the waist. With a flick of the wrists, the dubba dubba drums spring into life. Even after a morning of heavy work in the fields, this veteran musician gives an amazingly virtuosic performance. I made this recording in 1984. The other instrument you can hear is an end-blown flute called okulbaja, which has now disappeared from the Newa musical scene altogether. Wandering through a Newa neighbourhood, it's easy to hear why some of the traditional music is disappearing. Radios and cassette players blast Hindi film music from all directions. Every marketplace has at least one shop selling cassettes of the latest hits, together with pin-ups of the film stars. I heard this song from the film Janoon while strolling in a drowsy marketplace on a sultry afternoon. It seemed strangely familiar. Thank you. Film music is certainly a favourite thing with the local musicians, and it's having a big impact on performing traditions. Throughout the Kathmandu Valley, film music played on Western band instruments has completely replaced the traditional Newa wedding music of the Shawm bands. Snare drum and maracas provide a backdrop for the melody line, which is shared between rather discordant trumpets and clarinets. Sunset hour approaches, the earthenware red bricks of Newa houses take on a golden glow as though they're on fire, and the snow on the towering mountain peaks to the north turns to a fluorescent pink. A steady stream of farmers return from their fields, some of them with baskets suspended from yokes across their shoulders, others driving goats or buffalo. Newa tailors lay aside their cloth and head for the temples, where they assume another of their caste responsibilities, that of musician. These tailor musicians, known as jugi, were originally Hindu ascetics who came to the Kathmandu Valley from India during medieval times and settled among the Newas. Even today, some of their ritual practices reveal their yogic past, but how they came to be musicians has been lost with the course of time. They use several different types of double reed shawm, drums and cymbals. Some of their repertoire is seasonal, but this piece is called Baramasi, or 12 months, which means that it can be played at any time. Booming Nepalese tourist industry, some Newa musicians have found work in Kathmandu hotels and restaurants, providing pseudo-traditional music programs for Westerners. A young drummer from a farming family had the idea of creating a drum kit from his collection of traditional instruments. Having assembled the drums, strapping some to chairs and some to himself, he gives virtuoso performances appreciated by both tourists and Newas. His partner plays traditional melodies on the flute. local classical music scene in Kathmandu based on the North Indian model, and occasionally an early evening performance takes place in one of the concert halls, often accompanied by harmonium and tabla. Here's Rag Malkos, sung by Mohanlal Barahi, to the words, "Lord Buddha was born in Nepal to show the way of peace."
Da 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 da
musical life in the Kathmandu Valley doesn't finish until long after the pigeons are tucked down for the night. After eating their evening rice, the duffer singers are back at the shrines, vying with the dogs and the cicadas for airspace. Their performances may not end until well past midnight, which leaves them with just a few hours for sleep. They always finish as they began, with an instrumental invocation, signing them off from their god.
Night falls in the Himalayas. A day in the life of the Kathmandu Valley was written and presented by Carol Tingey. The producer was John Thornley, and that programme was first broadcast in June 1994.